This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Widening the ambit of West Asia conflict, a United States submarine carried out a strike on the Iranian warship Iris Dana off the coast of Galle in Sri Lanka. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has confirmed that the Iranian naval vessel sank in the Indian Ocean.
In the Indian Ocean, an American submarine sunk an Iranian warship that thought it was safe in international waters.
Around 180 sailors were on board. Sri Lankan authorities say 80 bodies have been recovered and 78 people injured. Meanwhile, Israel has carried out strikes on buses and internal security command centers in Tehran. The Israeli Air Force says it has resumed attacks on Hezbollah infrastructure in Beirut. The Israeli military has ordered residents of dozens of villages of southern Lebanon near the border to evacuate immediately and move north of the Litani River. The U.S.-based human rights activists news agency reports that 1,097 civilians have been killed in Iran since the 28th of last month. The United Nations has said that an estimated 100,000 people fled Tehran in the first 2 days following the strikes. In view of the escalating situation in West Asia, India's External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room operating from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It can be contacted at 1-800-118-797, toll-free, or via 011-2301-2113, 011-2301-4104, and 011-2301-7905. Air India has announced additional flights to Toronto, Frankfurt and Paris to meet rising demand amid the ongoing West Asia crisis. From today until the 11th of this month, the airline will operate 3 extra flights between Delhi and Toronto. Additional services include 3 flights between Delhi and Frankfurt and 1 flight between Delhi and Paris from the 7th to the 10th of this month. Meanwhile, Air India has announced that passengers affected by the ongoing situation can avail complimentary rescheduling or full refunds on cancellations. PM Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb will hold discussions today on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They will also exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. The PM will host a lunch in the honor of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Stubb arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 4-day state visit to India. Bhutan's Foreign Affairs and External Trade Minister Dinanath Dhungel and Malta's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs and Tourism Minister Ian Bogg have arrived in India to attend the 11th Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi. External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the partnership between India and Bhutan is built on deep mutual trust and goodwill. He also noted that India and Malta enjoy friendly and cordial relations anchored in strong people-to-people ties. Filing of nominations for 37 Rajya Sabha seats across 10 states, including 2 seats from Chhattisgarh, will close today. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up on Friday. Candidates will be able to withdraw their nominations till the 9th of this month. Polling for these seats will be held on the 16th March and the results will also be declared on the same day. The BJP has nominated Lakshmi Verma as its candidate from Chhattisgarh. Meanwhile, Bihar Minister Vijay Kumar Chaudhary yesterday confirmed that Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is considering a Rajya Sabha seat. Chaudhary said talks are ongoing and a final decision from Kumar is awaited. Nomination papers for Bihar's 5 Rajya Sabha seats close today. The BJP has announced candidates for 2 seats including National President Nitin Nabin, currently a state legislator, and has backed junior NDA partner Upendra Kushwaha, who heads the Rashtriya Lok Morcha, for a second term. In Delhi, the Patiala House Court has remanded 3 Indian youth Congress workers, Devyansh Girdhar, Bhudev Sharma and Kubair Meena, to judicial custody in connection with the AI Summit protest case. The court yesterday issued notices on their bail applications and listed the matter for hearing tomorrow. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand have stormed into the final with a 9-wicket victory over South Africa in the first semi-final at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.